This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today on Wednesday for our opening market discussion by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of weakness across the board. We got corn down 1 to 1.5 cents. We got beans down a little bit more than 3 cents. And all three wheat classes are also under a little bit of pressure. That may be partially because of the dollar. The dollar is surging again up over 600 points. So that is putting a little bit of pressure on the commodities in general. And then I would guess, Mark, a lot of it is just a little bit of positioning in front of the report on Friday. This is January WASDE report, quarterly grain stock report, is one of the biggest reports of the year we get. It tends to have a lot of volatile reaction to it. So I would guess you're seeing a little bit of positioning evening up the next 24, 48 hours of trading going into that report.
Over the last few days, with some of the fluctuations we have seen, have we seen kind of in focus how much we can be at the mercy of headlines at a time like this where there's so much uncertainty and the ability to move the marketplace one way or the other?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the reality is this. President-elect Trump, his previous 4 years, he did a lot of announcements via social media, and then the market reacted to it. We are going back into that. He has not changed his stripes, as they say. And you saw what happened over the weekend. There was talk about how he's using the tariffs as a way to finance his tax cuts. Remember, Mark, he's got these, they're not new tax cuts. They're essentially a bulk of them are extension of the tax cuts he did when he was president. They sunset at the end of 2025. He wants to keep them intact. The hard right conservative, fiscal conservatives in the Republican Party want those tax cuts to be paid for. Well, that's roughly $5 trillion over many years. Trump floated over the weekend financing those tax cuts with the tariff, which kind of unnerved people.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 1¾ at 456 and a quarter. March soybeans down 4½ at 992 and 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle down 12 cents at 195.45. January feeder cattle down 35 cents at 268.05. February lean hogs up 12 cents at 79.30. Class 3 milk down 6 cents at 20.41. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.